The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us on the Valenti and Rico show with me, Stoney, in for the vacationing Mike Valenti. That telephone number is 248-539-9797. Now, I saw this story the other day and I said, you know what? We need a little levity in our lives. We need a little honesty in our lives. But we need you to, well, when I get to that, you can keep the names out if you'd like. I don't care who they are. All right. But there was a Connecticut couple, who I will say their names because it's in a story, Trista Riley and Christopher Arnold, and they were traveling on JetBlue Airlines to Sarasota, Florida from JFK in New York. When they allegedly, and I'm just reading from the smoking gun, engaged in, quote, lewd or... lewd or... anyway, lewd behavior, okay? We'll put it that way. According to a probable cause affidavit. That lewd behavior was, and I'll quote, the JetBlue flight attendant walked to Ms. Riley's seating area and witnessed her making up and down movements with her head while she was face down on Mr. Arnold's lap. Okay, so they basically did the Mile High Club. All right? Okay, I admit I've never done that. So I want to ask you at 248-539-9797, on this 30th day of July, mm-hmm. Is it the 30th?
Yes.
No, it's the 29th.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this on this 29th day of July, 2025. Where's the most unique, strangest place you ever did it?
You approved of this, bastard?
Yes, he did. By the way, I discovered, I was going to mention this later.
Don't give me a thumbs up.
David
no,
has.
No. Use your words. Use your words. Oh, no, no, no. Use your words.
David has. David does have three lives. There's David Hall, there's Pastor David, and there's and bitter fan David.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
all right.
It's Dr. Gritz.
Okay, so I'll answer my part of the question. When I worked in Washington, D.C., at the NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C., and one of my jobs, besides producing the sports for the broadcast, was I used to do the score phone. This was before the internet, so the gamblers out there, we provided our own sports
number.
Phone. It wasn't 800.
900
it was,
number.
No, it was just was the station's own 362. I remember the number. It was 362-4444. It was Channel 4 in Washington, and it was sponsored by, it was like, thank you for calling the George Michael Sports Final Line, brought to you by Kuppenheimer Men's Clothing Stores or whatever it was. Okay. I'm Michael Stone, and we'd give the updates of the scores every 15 minutes. And my boss said, well, on the weekends, just update it on your way home for the West Coast game so you don't have to just sit around and do nothing all night. So, well, you know, you go to Georgetown, whatever, and come back. And so one night I came back and with a female. Said, you want to, you know, I have to do this. You want to come to the station? She goes, yeah. So I showed her what I was doing. And then later I said, I gave her a little tour in the editing booth, in an editing booth for NBC News. That's where we, okay. That's the most unique place I ever did it. Well, to me, to some people, that may be nothing.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Come on, Kenny.
No,
I think we're moving on. Past.
Yeah, we got to move.
He wasn't kidding.
No, yeah, he wasn't kidding. Now we're gonna move on past this.
Whatever happened to having?
Hold on, Kenny. What, David? That's one.
It's kind of like the Costas burial of the Guardians. He did it, and I endorsed it. This was, I did it, and David endorsed it.
Correct. Please don't call. Yeah. This is one where you don't have to call. I trust you.
All right.
I believe you.
Now, David, now we talked about this yesterday, that the Tennessee Titans, they cut wide receiver Treylon Burks, right? And they acquired him from the Philadelphia Eagles for A.J. Brown.
Correct. So
the draft rights thing.
Yeah, AJ Brown. During the draft, AJ Brown was traded to the Eagles, signed a 4-year, $100 million extension, and for that they got the Titans got the number 18th overall selection and took Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
So that was within minutes. It made the trade. 18th pick came up. They took another receiver.
Yeah.
And now Treylon Burks has now been cut.
Right.
They got nothing for AJ Brown.
Right. And here's a funny, maybe he ends up in San Francisco. But yes, that I saw that and I was like, what? That was just strange. It's just like the guy from the Raiders, the defensive lineman who got cut.
Christian Wilkins.
This has to be more to that story because he kissed one of his teammates on the forehead.
Yes.
Said he was playing around and they were like, no, you weren't. You're released. And I was like, okay, but if you're Detroit, do you go after him? Like, I don't know if it's more, if he just sits out and nobody touches him, then there's more to this story. Mm-hmm. But if it's one of those immediately, wait, you just released him and he's on another team. Okay, that's just the Raiders being Raiders. But if not, yeah, that one was very strange.
All right, so let's ask this question then. In your mind, do you want to do it locally or nationally? Obviously, that was a horrible trade. You're giving up a great wide receiver for a draft choice, and you selected Treylon Burks. That's a horrible, horrible trade. In your mind, what's the worst trade in sports?
The worst trade in sports.
And no, we're not going back to the Babe Ruth being traded from the Yankees to the Red Sox to the Yankees.
I mean, Tony, I'm old enough to still remember the Herschel Walker trade.
Okay.
Where they set up the Cowboys.
Yes, they did.
This is back when Dallas was great, Kenny. This is back when the Cowboys really was America's team. The NFL ran through Dallas. They had all the stars. And it was all because of a dumb trade that the Minnesota Vikings, Dallas sent Herschel Walker to Minnesota, and Minnesota sent back a ton of draft picks to Dallas, and Dallas hit on each and every one, and it set that team up for a good 7 years.
It was crazy. And then the thing about it was, Herschel Walker was still a good football player with them. I mean, he wasn't a bust with the Cowboys. It's just what they gave up was ridiculous. You know? And I'm trying to find it. I don't understand why.
Well, I'll give you the worst trade while you're looking for that. The worst trade is when they traded Chauncey Billups and got AI. That's the worst trade I can remember. I mean, really? For me, AI gave us nothing in Detroit.
I think that was just Joe had been trying to trade for AI for the longest. And He couldn't get it to happen, and each and every time he thought it was going to happen, it fell through. And finally, at the end, he was just out there, and I think he saw the end and said, "Well, Chauncey, maybe I can sell some tickets with AI, except for he didn't play." So,
see, I understood that trade because it was basically for cap space. Number one. Okay, because they had to have money to re-sign Rashid and all that stuff. That's why they made the trade, because Iverson was on the last year of a contract anyway, if I'm not mistaken. And if you remember, the Eastern Conference Finals the year before, Chauncey looked a little slow, so to speak. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, Iverson was never Iverson again. That was a bad trade. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, look, there's been a lot of bad trades locally. I mean, Adam Oates being traded from the Red Wings to the St. Louis Blues for freaking nothing, basically. You know, Bernie Federko, who's in the Hall of Fame, but he didn't do much. You know,
there was There was one, but I don't think it was as bad as people thought it was. I'll give that to you next.
All right, 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. All right, here are all the components of the Herschel Walker trade. All right, the Minnesota Vikings received Herschel Walker, who the year before had a season of 2,000 combined yards. They got a third-round pick that turned into Mike Jones, a fifth-round pick that turned into some guy named Reggie Thornton, a 10th round pick that turned into Pat Newman, a 3rd round pick that turned into Jake Reed. I don't think it's, who was a wide receiver. The Cowboys received good player, linebacker Jesse Solomon, David Howard, Isaac Holt, Darren Nelson, who was traded to San Diego after he refused to report to Dallas, Alex Stewart, Minnesota's first pick in the 1990 draft. This pick was traded for another pick that went to Pittsburgh for Emmett Smith. A second round pick that they chose, Alexander Wright. Minnesota's 6th round pick, James Williams. A Minnesota's first round pick in 91, conditional, Alvin Harper. Minnesota's 2nd round pick in 91, Dixon Edwards. Minnesota's 2nd pick in 1992, Darren Woodson. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, and then there's more. There's another one who ended up to be was traded to somebody else, Kevin Turner and Brad Hopkins. So yes, that was especially in bulk.
Yeah, I think they one right now that I think a lot of people are going to be holding their breath for. It looked horrific at the time, but now maybe it won't be as bad as the Luka Doncic trade that just happened with the Lakers and the Mavs, where it looked like the Mavs sent over, you know, just this great player and got back Anthony Davis, and he immediately got injured. But then Dallas somehow ended up with the number overall pick.
Right.
So we'll have to wait to see about that one. That's one where a little bit of head scratcher. But Stoney, I'm going to say this. In 248-539-9797, if you have some of the worst trades, New Orleans Saints traded Trey all Lines. Their draft picks for one person, for Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka, smoking the cigar, traded every pick of the draft for Ricky Williams. Ricky was okay, and then he quit football for a couple of years ago and smoked weed.
Yeah.
So
you're right. That was and it was weird because that
the
same
Sports Illustrated cover.
That same draft, our now sister station in Philadelphia sent a busload of people to New York for the draft. Because they wanted Ricky Williams, all the fans. And when they picked Donovan McNabb, they booed the hell out of that pick.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a pretty good pick.
I think you guys won that.
Yes. That ended up being a pretty good pick. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go to Mike in Madison Heights. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys took my Ricky Williams one, but.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can go just recent. The Russell Wilson trade to Denver.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
Yeah.
Or we can go with Deshaun Watson.
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, which one do you think is worse?
I would say the Russell Wilson one. Because I think Deshaun Watson was kind of covered up by a lot of play calling from Bill O'Brien, so he looked good. But Denver gave half the farm and some equity in Walmart to get Russell Wilson, and look how that happened.
Yeah, but I guess I got to look at – I'm going to say Deshaun because Cleveland gave up all his picks, and that kind of helped jumpstart the Texans. They were able to make moves with all the extra picks that they had, and they were able to go out and get a quarterback and get Will Anderson at the same time.
Both equally bad.
Yeah, so I'll give you – this is what they got. The first-round picks they got became Will Anderson. It became Kamari Lassiter, who is an all-pro. It became Tank Dell. And it became Damian Pierce, the running back, who's been effective for them.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of pieces that actually works for the Texans.
Right. So, yeah, I would say only thing missing now is – if the Texans somehow end up becoming like that team and winning multiple Super Bowls, it would rank right up there with that Herschel Walker deal. Except for, they got nothing from Deshaun Watson.
That was one of the worst trades ever, Deshaun Watson. How about this trade that's, you know, close to my heart? When the Philadelphia 76ers acquired Jeff Rulin and the other Cliff Robinson from the Washington Bullets for a number one draft choice, two number one draft choices. to get Cliff Robinson and Jeff Rulin, the Sixers gave up two number one draft choices, Terry Catledge, and oh yes, some guy named Moses Malone. How do you make that trade? He was still an all-star.
I guess they figured he was on his last legs, and there is one.
And on the same day, they traded the rights, the number one draft pick, to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Roy Hinson, and the Cavaliers selected Brad Daugherty. Same day. Good franchise.
I think somebody was quitting that day. And just said, you know what?
The owner should have
quit. I hate everybody. Now, there is a big trade out there. I don't know because it's not saying what it is. So I'm going to hold off, Stone. Okay. I don't want to ruin somebody's. But I'm thinking one that if you're a Detroiter, you should be mentioning.
Let's go to Bill. You're on 97 on the ticket.
1987. When we got Doyle Alexander, and we gave up Smoltz and somebody else.
It was just Smoltz, I think.
Yeah, Bill, I was going to say that one, so I'm glad I didn't.
But you know what, Bill? I think I still would have done that trade. Here's why.
Why?
I'll tell you exactly why. They made that trade to win the division and get into the playoffs. And what did Doyle Alexander... Hold on a second. What did Doyle Alexander do when he got to Detroit? He went 9-0 with a 1.53. Then he started off the next season. He was incredible. He made the All-Star game. Now, here's the thing with Smoltz.
Okay.
He was, look, great look. He's a Hall of Famer, okay? At the time, he wasn't even a top prospect. He was a middle-of-the-road guy. And here's the other question.
That was Leo Mazzoni right there.
There you go. That was on point. If John Smoltz was here under Billy Muffet, would he have still been as good as he was under Leo Mazzoni? I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm here for you, Stone.
Wait. I got another question.
Yeah.
1988. We finished one game behind Boston.
Got Fred Lynn at the trading deadline.
I still think, though, we should have kept it. I mean, we should have kept it. We got burned by Minnesota. They caught us.
Well, in 87 they beat the Tigers in the playoffs. Yeah. Wait, was 1987 get that music?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Almost 40 years ago.
He brought it up.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, speaking of
I feel old.
Speaking of dates,
graduated high school.
Do you know what happened on you know what happened on this day 4 years ago?
I don't.
David's work paid off because the Detroit Pistons, because it was later that year because of something.
Oh.
COVID, I know it might have been because of COVID, selected Cade Cunningham July 29th.
Oh, it got moved back to the calendar. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2021.
And David got all them church donations.
Yeah.
He never still made it.
Mm-hmm.
Still wondering what happened.
Jerry in Pontiac, what's going on? Jerry.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Jerry.
Mike, it's JC from Traverse City, your buddy on the radio.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Headed to the Pixies tonight.
So oh, cool. Have fun.
Listen to you guys. Yeah. Anyways, that abominable trade to bring Bob McAdoo to Detroit for Chris Ford, ML Carr, and two first-round draft picks that were Kevin McHale and I think Larry Bird, maybe?
No, Larry Bird had nothing to do with that, but yeah.
No, I know, but McHale definitely.
Yeah, that was not a very good trade made by Mr. Vitale.
No. And I know you didn't want to go that deep, but the Bush are going to the Knicks for Howard Koma.
There we go. That music. Yeah, yeah. When you go into trades from the early 60s, yeah, the music can be from that one. That was a horrible trade, though. There's no doubt about it, but yes. 248-539-9797.
When Babe was traded from the...
I said I didn't want him to go back there. I mentioned the Babe.
See, I was waiting on Kenny to talk about the Gretzky trade.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the best players to ever play, the best player to ever play the game. Yeah, awful. Mm-hmm. Awful.
But what does the center actually do?
Ethan in Fenton, what's going on?
So I got the Chicago Bears and Panthers trade when the Bears traded the number one overall pick that turned out to be Bryce Young. I think it could be one of the worst trades if Caleb Williams kind of pans out to what he's supposed to be. But, I mean, they got DJ Moore with that and Darnell Wright and some other picks as well with that. I think that just ended in this draft.
That was a horrible trade, no doubt. You know, thanks for the call. You know, it ended up being a horrible trade was when the Lions traded a first-round draft choice to New Orleans for Pat Swilling, and that pick was Willie Rofe.
Willie Rofe, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. But he plays on the offensive line, so he's not that important.
No, center.
Yes, that's true. All right, 248-539-9797. Don't forget, Tiger Baseball. Maybe you're on your way to the game. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks. No Suarez for Arizona. He might play tomorrow, though. No structural damage. So that's good for him. And it's good for Arizona, who intends to trade him. And it's good news for any team that wants him and gets him, which could be doubtful, the Detroit Tigers. But they are in the mix. All right, before we go to some ticket texts, let's go to Willie in Detroit. What's up, Willie?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. My thing growing up as a kid, I was a young hockey player, and watching the Darkness of Harkness, Ned Harkness, who was the guy that the Wings got as a GM, used to be a college coach, traded people like Gary Unger because his hair was too long.
Yes.
Traded all-stars like Frank Mihalich, Paul Henderson, and such, and it was such a deflating thing to be a little kid watching the Wings, and they trade all their stars for middling pieces.
Yeah, that they did. His claim to fame, thanks for the call, was he was Ken Dryden's coach in college. All right, we have some ticket texts, David.
We do have some ticket texts here. Someone says, what about the guy we're trying to trade for right now? Suarez for Alfredo Simon. Traded away 300-plus home runs for one season of a 5-plus ERA.
That's a great,
no,
great
you're right.
one. Great one. There's a lot. You can go a lot of the ones at the deadline, too. The J.D. Martinez trade where they got nothing for him. Verlander, they didn't get enough for, but at the time, because people were very high on Franklin Perez, the haul was actually lauded by national critics of the Verlander
trade. Well, you just stole the thunder of the next text because they say the Justin Verlander trade. Yeah. Best player we got out of the trade was Jake Rogers.
Yeah.
And he's a below 200 hitter.
But the stash.
Yeah.
Man.
Daz Cameron never developed. It wasn't as good as his dad. And Franklin Perez, who was, that was the most important person in the draft and the trade.
So does that mean the Tigers won the Miggy trade?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I have a trade, but I'm afraid David will play the music. So, you know, I don't know. But the Colts trading Marshall Faulk to the Rams. Want to take a guess what what they traded him over for? A second and a fifth round pick. A future Hall of Famer. Part of the greatest show on turf.
Helped him win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
And all he cost you was a second and a fifth round selection.
Wow.
And that's when running backs mattered.
Yes.
It did.
This next one's for Kenny. Has anyone brought up the Kyle Quincy trade? That draft pick turned out to be Andre Vasilevsky. That true, Kenny?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
It David. Is true.
Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, David.
Yes. Kyle Quincy. They only had him not just once. They got him twice.
Yeah, they brought him back.
They brought him back. He was so good.
Well, he was something.
One more for Kenny. Wings traded Wallman to the Sharks for nothing.
No, they paid to get rid of Wallman. It wasn't for nothing. It was, and they paid to do it.
Right. Exactly.
That's a problem.
Not just drag you out to the curb. We will bring it to your house.
This is where I'm obligated to bring up the Wyatt Johnson draft pick that you traded up to get Cosa that turned into Wyatt Johnson for Dallas.
Yep.
There you go.
You're allowed.
Yeah, I know it's a little early, but there are a lot of people that believe that Mr. Sebastian Cosa is a bust.
I mean, you're getting pulled from a playoff game. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's like next major step in your development.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Why Johnston's good.
Man just had
player.
A bad day, Kenny. Everybody has him.
Yeah. This one's for you, Rico. Someone texted in this one. Trey Lance, the Dolphins trade. So that's the draft the draft day trade where San Francisco traded up and gave up three first-round picks. They swapped the 2021, gave them a 22 and a 23 and a third-round pick.
What did the Dolphins get, though? See, that's what I'm saying.
Let me go look.
Okay, because that it's a bad trade, but kind of like with the Mavericks, if Cooper Flagg turns out to be something, it doesn't look as bad. Because of that trade, they also got Brock Purdy, and it worked out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt as much because, okay, well, you got your quarterback and you were able to pay him peanuts because he was the last pick of the draft.
You traded basically, what, three number ones?
You did. Now, what did the Dolphins do with them?
So here's what they did with it. They acquired and you got Waddle, drafted him.
Okay, yeah.
They used one to get Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Bradley Chubb.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so no, that was a bad deal. Yes. They haven't won, but hey, you know what? Hey, Kenny, mistakes were made.
You can listen. You can listen to Dan Miller call Trey Lance his name because he's going to start Thursday night.
Mistakes were made. And here's the beauty. Here's the beauty of great sports teams, Stoney. They realize when they make a mistake and they move on.
Yes.
They don't say, you know what? It's got to work. It's got to work. You know what? Big mistake. Yeah.
Right.
It's like when Seattle decided, you know what, forget about Flynn. We're going to go ahead and play Russell Wilson because we're winning with him. But we're paying Flynn all this money. Don't care.
Right.
We want to get wins. I applaud organizations that can just make that pivot. Right. Real quick, a little bit of news that happens today. I saw this. Tony Paul had it out there from the Detroit News. NCAA hit Central Michigan with notice of allegations from the Connor Stallions investigation. To quote the story, according to the NCAA's Division I infractions dashboard, which CMU appeared on for the first time Monday, an NOA was issued to the school on June 27th, a signal for punishment could be looming. CMU has 90 days from the time of the NOI was released to respond to the allegations, whether in writing or through negotiated resolutions. What this tells me, the penalties are coming. I mean, first of all, I don't understand why it took 18 months, over 18 months, to figure out what I saw in 18 seconds.
Right.
That's him.
Everybody knew it was him.
It's him. He made a documentary. Yeah, it may have been me. Everybody knew it was you, son. Right. It took you over 18 months to say.
So I'm trying to figure out who gets punished.
Central will get punished.
I know, but I'm saying, the guy who probably gave him that access was McElwain, and he's gone.
McElwain, and it looks like the
Kostak, quarterback.
Jake Costner.
Right.
Costner, the QB quarterback, who I think is the person who passed the uniform through the gated fence at MSU, along with a field credential to get him in. The ironic thing is Central's going to find out what everybody in the world knows. They will get hit harder with penalties than the University of Michigan. That's just how it is. You're not a name brand. And if it was up to me, Mount Pleasant would be leveled. Okay? Just bulldoze that whole thing. Nobody goes to your games anyway except for Costa. That's it. And he doesn't even stick around for the whole games.
They can't get more than what Michigan is either going to get. Well, Michigan's already gotten their coach has been Harbaugh guy. What, three of the six games was for that. The other three was for the other.
Tony, I'm almost willing to bet Michigan will get hit. I mean, Central will get hit harder than Michigan. Central, what do you got to stand on? You're a nobody when it comes to the world of college football. Michigan's a blue blood. They can sit and fight. They got a checkbook and lawyers. You got what? Dick Enberg and Jim Costa. And I'm laughing, but you got to put Costa in on some of the top celebrities that came from Central Michigan.
Dave Llewellyn.
That's how desperate they
Dave
are.
Dave Llewellyn. Dan Marley.
Burn it down. That's where I'm at.
Dan Ramfield.
I don't care. Just bulldoze that whole thing and just leave the casino up in Mount Pleasant. 97-1. All right. How about we just take that to 6-10?
Good.
David Hull's on the 1-2s. Kick it, David.
Rico, I would have loved to take that to 6'10", but Stoney was so offbeat, clapping. I cannot do that. I cannot do that.
I know. That's why I said take it to 6'10".
I was trying my best to get through it.
Well, wow, what do you expect? You have the cream to the Oreo here. I have no rhythm, but compared to you guys.
I mean, you know. That was amazing. All right, let's get right to it.
You got Justin Timberlake.
Let's start where we just left off, which was the NOA that was sent to Central Michigan for Stallions. And Rico, you want CMU raised. You want them gone.
Gone. You were complicit to this. And then you, McElwain did the whole, what? He was on the sideline. Like, either you're the dumbest coach ever or you're a horrible liar. Like, head coaches know everything, Stoney, about their team. They know when you broke up with your girlfriend. They know when you missed your class. You mean to tell me you didn't know that this guy was standing on your sideline? Like, well, who is he? I've never seen him before. So, yeah, you did this. You didn't have to. And, yeah, who would have thought that day that that Cookies going on camera looking like he was eating sad pizza would be the second biggest thing to come out of that game? Because when it happened, when people first sent me that video, I'm like, okay, that's not real. That's not real. Oh, my God, that's real. Well, he's not wearing spot. Wow, there's a little light that comes from his glasses. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And AI wasn't that big then. Now, if it was, you know, you really wouldn't believe it, but yeah. To the ground. Leave the casino. Everything else can go.
Going from one strange story to the next strange story, because we kind of mentioned it. Christian Wilkins, what's going on there? The Raiders released him. They're trying to get their money back because of the foot rehab that he's refused to do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things going on there. Kissing a teammate on the something. I don't know.
It sounds like he kissed him on the forehead, and the teammate took exception to it. And HR got involved, and I guess they're like, this isn't the first time that he's gotten called down to the principal's office.
It's weird because when he was a free agent the first time, and before he signed with the Raiders, a lot of people want him to sign here. And everything you heard, because I remember even watching, they were in-season Hard Knocks, I believe, and he seemed like the greatest teammate, and he still might be. I'm not saying he's not because of this, I thought was a little incident, but... And hey, considering the Lions, you know, needs at that position, I'd make the call to his agency and say, let's come down here and do a physical, because that's the big deal.
Stoney, I think we'll find out. If he's still out there and the season starts, it's more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is one of those, like, wait, you just released him because you didn't like him? Okay, well, fine. It's not where do we put him? We'll make room for him. We'll figure this out later. Get him on the 53-man squad.
We went over some things there for the NFL. We went over some of the biggest wild cards coming into the season. And we talked about Michael Penix Jr. being a wild card. We talked about some of the things also as being a wild card. Justin Fields, have to bring that one up because Justin Fields being a wild card, that is your guy, Rico.
David, it is. I mean, this is his last opportunity. This is his last chance. Third team. I think this is the first time he's going to actually be given a fair chance. I thought maybe at Pittsburgh, but then it was like as soon as they signed him, they signed Russell Wilson the very next day. And now you're putting him in competition with each other instead of having somebody who can work with him, be patient with him. And what he's hoping for is kind of that Jared Goff resurrection, that Baker Mayfield resurrection, new place, and I'm going to get this thing done. And if he doesn't, I think he'll be a career backup or he'll be playing in Canada, in the CFL.
On Rico Beard's favorite quarterback list, who's higher rated, Penix or Fields? Who you like for whatever, personal or whatever? Both of them.
I like Penix. I mean, because I've watched him torch my teams back from the days of Indiana. He just makes plays. And I mean, he's just so effortless in the throws. But I like watching Fields when he was at Ohio State as well. I thought he would have been better if I was on the playground and I had to pick one guy, I'd probably take Penix as my first pick.
Okay.
We also talked about the worst trades in sports history because Treylon Burks was cut by the Tennessee Titans. And that was who they drafted with the draft pick that they got for A.J. Brown. And one of the worst trades that came up was Trey Lance. 49ers trading up, trading all those picks, and then we had to look it up. Well, it became Waddle, it became Tyreek Hill, and it became Bradley Chubb.
Now, I guess what doesn't hurt them is the Dolphins didn't go out and win anything.
They didn't do any. Yeah, they didn't win.
They got some great names, but haven't done anything with them.
So the Texans won. You would think that that was the Deshaun Watson trade is what we're talking
about. Right, Deshaun Watson
Will
trade.
Anderson, Kamari Lassiter, and others.
I think that's going to be bigger because they're younger and those guys. I mean, it enabled them to get basically their quarterback and C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson in back-to-back picks by using some of those Cleveland picks.
How about this one we didn't mention? Kenny could probably verify this one. The Quebec Nordiques traded the rights to Eric Lindros, because he didn't want to play in Quebec, to Philadelphia. In exchange, the Flyers sent Quebec Steve Duchesne, Peter Forsberg, Ron Hextall, Kerry Huffman, Mike Ricci, Chris Simon, a 93 and a 94 first-round picks who ended up being Jocelyn Thibault and Kelly Baumgartner, and $15 million in cash.
Man, Philly made out like a bandit.
$15 million?
$15 million in cash.
Philly made out like a bandit in that deal.
Yeah. God. I mean, Lindros was...
Yeah, he had concussion problems, right?
Afterwards, yeah. Look, Lindros was a really good player, obviously. I believe he's in the Hall of Fame. But, man, that trade changed Quebec into Colorado, you know, and then became Colorado. So it affected the Wings in a weird way.
We also got to bad sports movies. Stoney, you started watching, what is it?
Happy Gilmore 2, and I might watch the conclusion because I watched half of it, and I'll watch the other half tonight after the Tigers game.
Now, that is amazing. I didn't get to that part of it because you only watched half of it? Like
I went to sleep. It was on Netflix.
I,
you know.
See, I thought maybe Netflix just put out half.
No, when you asked that, I'm like, half?
Approximately half.
Like maybe it was like, an hour and a half and then another hour and a half. But I just think that some movies should just be a classic. I don't need to see the people 30 years later and their kids. I don't. But I like sequels. Don't get me wrong. Because I remember somebody was like, well, you like the Marvel movies. They weren't sequels. Okay, first of all. I don't like the fact
that's a series. They're based on comics.
Right. I don't like the fact that there's a new Batman and Superman movie every other year. I don't like that. I don't. I sound like an old man. I don't like it.
You're not wrong, though.
Get off my comic book lawn.
Right.